The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So I heard from Mark, he wanted to get his wife Miriam for her birthday. Miriam's getting ready to go into her son's school for career day because she's a very successful lady. But I'm going to call her and let her know that I don't know if we really need her because, you know, she doesn't really know that much about Instagram or YouTube or anything the kids are into.
Hello.
Hey, trying to reach Miriam?
This is she. How may I help you?
Hey, Miriam. Jeff Rosso, guidance counselor here. Are you coming in for career day?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. I'm just trying
looking forward to it.
Excellent. Trying to line everything up so we can really show these kids what careers they can look forward to after, you know, high school and college. So we appreciate your help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm here to help.
We're kind of getting a little overbooked, so I'm trying to make sure we have enough space for everyone. You're a CFO? Is that what I see?
Correct.
There? Okay.
Correct. I'm CFO of a multimedia company.
Excellent. Multimedia is good. We're trying to combine some booths. We have a CHO and a CLO coming in. Maybe we'll put all the alphabets together.
What do you mean combined booths?
Well,
what do you mean combined booths?
Maybe you could sit with them. We have a CHO. She's the Chief Happiness Officer, and she's also going to be teaching these kids.
My husband said I would have my own booth, and I'm bringing my assistant. So I don't think that's going to work.
An assistant. Okay. Because we also have some virtual assistants coming in. I don't know if you can be a virtual assistant these days, so the kids are...
No, I have my actual physical real assistant coming in and helping.
Okay, so you'll need a little bit of space. We also have a CLO coming in, probably be in that area where you'll be the chief listening officer. Very important to listen.
What, a CLO?
Yeah, these are all some new millennial positions that have opened up that the kids should learn about.
Okay.
Now, how many followers do you have on, like, Twitter and Instagram?
I don't have any followers. I'm not on social media.
Okay, because, yeah, the kids are really into the social media these days. We have a few social influencers.
Well, my understanding was I was talking about the corporate world, and I'm showing and educating them on what it's like to be a CFO of a multimedia company.
Are any of those medias like YouTube or Instagram?
No. No.
We also have some drone pilots coming in. We have some Instagram fitness folks coming in. You know, if you just get a good following. You have no followers on Twitter, Instagram?
No. Drone pilots? My understanding was it's career day and we're talking about building careers and going into the corporate world. That's what my husband told me.
Yes, these are some of the most popular jobs for millennials. They didn't exist when we were coming up through school and everything, and these are really... big areas of industry now, you know. We got some marijuana cultivators coming in. It's a burgeoning field.
Oh, good Lord.
We have some selfie coaches. You know how to take really the best selfies that you can. You don't want to share any space with any of these folks?
No. My husband told me I had my own booth. I have my assistant coming. And I'm discussing with them going through college, interviewing, moving up in the corporate world.
That's a more traditional.
Correct.
We're going in a different direction. It's more for getting Generation Z ready for the workforce. Have you taken any selfies lately?
No, sorry. I have not taken any selfies lately.
I don't know if the kids will really relate to numbers.
Well, I think it's important for children to get the other side of this corporate world because Instagram is a corporation. Facebook is a corporation. All these things that you're talking about are corporations, and they all have CFOs running them.
Do you know Mark Zuckerberg by any chance?
Not personally. No, sorry.
Okay, that would have been cool if he could come in. Now we've got some podcasters coming in. We've got a guy from a local radio station who prank calls people, Brian Bell.
Okay.
From the Lauren Wally Show. You ever hear of that show?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, Miriam, this is Brian Bell from Lauren and Wally.
Oh, my God.
And this is a Brian Bellbuster. Hey, your husband Mark said you were all excited to go in for career day.
Yes, I was.
But he wouldn't want you to miss your birthday either. So, happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Have a great time at career day, and thank you for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
Thank you very much. Oh, have a wonderful day.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.